Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Cross Sports. Hit it!
Hey, Cross Sports fans! Cross Sports is for all sports fans. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports! The Chicago White Sox will close out the 2021 regular season at home tonight and this weekend against the Detroit Tigers in Major League Baseball. On Tuesday, the White Sox won their 90th win of the season, which is the 20th time in franchise history, according to the White Sox. Next week is the postseason for the White Sox in the American League Division Series. The White Sox will have their fans wearing all black White Sox shirts at Guaranteed Rate Field when they're playing at home in the postseason. I love it! All the White Sox have to do is one good pitch at a time, one good hit at a time, and good defense too. If the White Sox can do that, they'll move on to the American League Championship Series. Go White Sox! The NBA is back. The first preseason game is on Sunday between the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers. I think this year, the NBA will be more exciting than it has been in recent years. The Milwaukee Bucks are the defending NBA world champions, but will they repeat as back-to-back NBA world champions? They could, but it's going to be really, really hard. Like I said before on Cross Sports Podcast, the LA Lakers, Brooklyn Nets, Phoenix Suns, Utah Jazz, Philadelphia 76ers, and my Chicago Bulls are the top teams in the NBA that can challenge the Milwaukee Bucks for the NBA title this year. Yeah, I said it! The Chicago Bulls can challenge the Bucks this year for the NBA title. Why? The Bulls added Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, and Alex Caruso through NBA free agency. Don't sleep on the Chicago Bulls this year. They're going to make a lot of noise. Trust me. By the way, the Bulls' first preseason game is next week on Tuesday, October 5th at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Go Bulls! Like I said earlier, the NBA is going to be more exciting this year. Get ready for a lot of good basketball games in the 2021-22 NBA season. Now, it's time to talk about Week 5 games to watch in college football. Number 8, Arkansas at number 2, Georgia. The Razorbacks shocked the sports world last weekend by beating Texas A&M. They shocked me as well. I had Texas A&M winning that game. Hats off to Arkansas. Now the Razorbacks will play another away game in Athens, Georgia. Georgia, the Bulldogs are tough to beat at home, so I'm going with the Bulldogs winning this game by a touchdown. But, if Arkansas wins this game, I'm cheering for the Razorbacks to win every single game for the rest of this season. But if they play Alabama, I will not. Number 14, Michigan at Wisconsin. Michigan won in a close game at home last Saturday against Rutgers, 20-13. Now the Wolverines will play an away game in Madison, Wisconsin. The Badgers will be playing with anger this Saturday after losing to Notre Dame last weekend by 28 points. Another trap game for Michigan. They will have to bring their A game for this one. So I got the Wolverines winning this game by 3 points. Go Blue! Number 7, Cincinnati at number 9, Notre Dame. Fighting Irish head coach Brian Kelly is the all-time leader for most wins in Notre Dame history with 106 wins. Brian Kelly got it last weekend against Wisconsin at Soldier Field in Chicago, Illinois. With all the great head coaches in Notre Dame history, Brian Kelly is the best. All he's missing now is a national championship. I believe he'll get one day. This game against Cincinnati will be another emotional game for Brian Kelly because he used to be the head coach for the Cincinnati Bearcats 12 years ago. He turned that program around before he left for Notre Dame. So, against his former team, I see the Fighting Irish beating Cincinnati and South Bend, Indiana by 2 touchdowns. Number 12, Mississippi at number 1, Alabama. Former Alabama Crimson Tide offensive coordinator and current Mississippi Rebels head coach Lane Kiffin returns to Alabama to face his former team. He knows the Crimson Tide very very well. He won a national championship with Alabama in 2015. But that won't be enough on Saturday because I got Alabama winning this game by 3 touchdowns. Roll Tide! And finally, NFL games to watch in week 4. Detroit Lions at Chicago Bears. After an embarrassing loss last weekend to the Cleveland Browns with 9 sacks and a franchise record with 4.5 sacks from Browns star defensive end Myles Garrett on Bears rookie quarterback Justin Fields, I'm still mad about that. The Lions are 0-3 right now, but they have been close to winning in those games. They could beat the Bears. I hope not. If the Bears lose to the Detroit Lions and be 1-3 on the season this weekend, the Bears ownership could move on from head coach Matt Nagy after 3 games. It could happen. So I got the Bears winning this game, but I don't have a lot of confidence in Matt Nagy leading the Bears to victory. Hopefully offensive coordinator Bill Lazor calls the plays instead on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs at Philadelphia Eagles. Former Eagles head coach and current Chiefs head coach Andy Reid returns to Philadelphia. I like Kansas City in this one. Even though I like how Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is playing right now, I got the Chiefs winning this game by a touchdown. Carolina Panthers at Dallas Cowboys. Both teams are hot right now. The Panthers are 3-0 and the Cowboys are 2-1 so far this season. So which team will win this Sunday? How about them Cowboys? I'm going with the Cowboys handing the Panthers their first loss of the season. And keep your eye on the Cowboys this season. They could be in the NFC Championship game this year. Seattle Seahawks at San Francisco 49ers. I'm a fan of Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. He's in both of my fantasy leagues in the NFL, but I'm not starting him against the 49ers defense because I think they're going to get after Russell Wilson, or he could shine in this game. So I got the 49ers beating the Seahawks by a touchdown. And the last game to watch, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New England Patriots. Tom Brady returns to where it all started in his NFL career, New England. I said this many months ago on Cross Sports Podcast that this game will be an emotional game for Tom Brady, the New England Patriots organization, and Patriots fans all over the globe. Tom Brady was a 6th-round pick, 199th overall in the 2000 NFL draft, and he led the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl championships. He's the greatest quarterback in NFL history, point blank period. On Wednesday, the Buccaneers signed free agent cornerback and Super Bowl champion Richard Sherman to a 1-year deal. The Buccaneers defense just got better again. So I got Tom Brady and his current team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will beat his former head coach, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots by 3 touchdowns. Hey, sports fans, please turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and Amazon Music. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next week on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.